Welcome to the inaugural run of what we're calling the Marketplace Index for Monday the 29th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 254 points today, 2.25%, came to rest at 11,539. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 3.33%, 82 points. The S&P 500 gained 33 points today, a rise of 2.8%. And the 10-year bond yield is up to 2.271%. First time out for the Marketplace Index. It makes sense to work our way to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange today. Ted Weisberg of Seaport Securities first became a member of the stock exchange 42 years ago. He's weathered many a market storm, and the tropical storm yesterday by the name Irene didn't faze him.
It just seems to be business as usual, with the exception that we have a good market, not a bad market.
Today, he means. Stronger share prices were driven in part by word consumer spending went up a surprisingly strong 0.8% in July. Now, the stock exchange floor is emptier than I remember, but it's not only because of all the Metro North and New Jersey Transit train cancellations that had so many Wall Streeters working from home following this weekend's storm. You see, even on a typical day, this stock exchange has only a third of the floor traders it did 5 years ago. What's in their place? Computers?
You got it. Computers. We have basically been outsourced and replaced by electronic trading.
Weisberg is a believer in human traders bringing their knowledge and skills to the process and doesn't care much for the lightning-fast trades that computers do. It's something he believes breeds the volatility we've seen late this summer.
One of the reasons for that is, in fact, computer trading, because computers, whether they be high-frequency traders, quant traders, what have you, computers aren't making decisions based on fundamental decisions. They're making investment decisions, if you will, or trading decisions more likely, on millisecond to millisecond decisions, and it has nothing to do with the underlying corporate development of a particular company, good earnings or bad earnings, good news, bad news. And so therefore, you see a lot of volatility, a lot of momentum trading, which really I call noise, which tends to distract and confuse the marketplace at the expense of the long-term fundamental investor.
Ted Weisberg, president of Seaport Securities. Although folks across the eastern seaboard dealing with flood, mud, and tree limbs may find this tough to swallow, when the hurricane did not live up to the worst predictions, it pushed up shares of big insurance companies today, such as Allstate and Travelers, which won't have to pay as much for covered damage. And someone was feeling more certain about the world. Gold fell $5.70 an ounce to $1,791, a drop of 0.3%. Now on to the daily index from our Marketplace web team. A number that gives us an alternate view of the economy. Today's index is up, what I will with great precision describe as a tick. That's because a survey from Intuit says small businesses have created 35,000 new jobs so far this month. Sadly, those businesses also said their employees worked fewer hours and received less money. So that pushes our index up just 1% today. You can see the index as well as the Intuit survey of small businesses on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.